We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And on this segment, we continue our series of Dustin's Top 20 Recruits, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. And yes, DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. Dustin, if you haven't tried it, it's great. I personally like the blackjack. It's easy to set up, easy to get going. I love it. All you need to do to play is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As I said, Dustin, this is quarter number four, and we are looking at your list of the top 20 recruits in the Penn State, in the James Franklin Penn State era. Real quickly, I'm going to go over who you've had listed already: Robert Windsor, Theo Johnson, Kevin Givens, Fred Hansard, Lance Dixon, Chris Godwin, and Mike Gesicki. You grouped Sean Clifford, Ellis Brook, and Tariq Castro Fields. That's the list so far. Next, we're heading to a running back from Florida named Noah Kane.
Yeah, so just to reiterate really what this is, it's not just the 20 best players that James Franklin has recruited. It's looking at, you know, the significance of the recruitment, how hard they had to fight, if the recruitment went national, if there was drama involved, if they committed late, if they kind of kicked off, you know, in Fred Hansard's case, for example, kicked off a run of defensive tackles that hasn't really stopped since then. It's looking at the significance of landing this player in the first place, and how good they are is, of course, a factor, but there's a lot of different things, and just looking at the recruiting victory as a whole. And I think Noah Kane, you know, it was one of the first, you know, it's the, for Jawan Sider, a Florida kid, a kid who was looking at, you know, LSU and Texas, for example, set the tone for Penn State to really make the move in Florida, and they've done a really good job since then. Also a running back who was ready from day one, who played a big role, who kind of helped, you know, solve one of the issues that had been present for a long time, which is in protecting leads, late game situations, tough yardage when defenses are crowding the box. And I think, you know, to me, the fact that Noah Kane really helped Penn State get into Florida really solved a big picture issue for this Penn State offense. I know he's just going into year two and there's more to learn. There's more for him to do and ways for him to get better. But already I think those dual impacts have been huge for the program and really just kind of set the tone that this running back depth chart is outstanding and it's here to stay, you know, and I think that hit the impact of his recruitment was a big deal, which is why he's on the list here at number 11.
I tell you what, I've disagreed with you on several. This is one I agree with you 100%. I may even... I see the names above him, and it's a little difficult to say, gee, I'd bump him ahead of this guy or that one. But I do believe it was significant in so many ways. As you said, Florida, playing as a freshman, continuing that running back tradition, and giving them something new at the running back position that they haven't had. Great choice with Noah Kane. Next up, you had tight end Pat Freiermuth, obviously a great player.
Great player, came from prep school, so you could have guessed that he would be more ready than most to play that position. I think, you know, coming from New England, he still, you know, he was a four-star. He was pretty highly rated, but at the same time, he was kind of tucked away in that corner of the country, which doesn't always get a ton of exposure. So I still think that he was a more well-kept secret than he should have been. And obviously that's how it's played out over the course of two seasons. And I think just as a note, the top 10 players here, really just you're getting into some of the best of the best that Penn State has gotten under James Franklin with the recruiting twist. But I think just the timing of his arrival, if you think back to the looking ahead to the 2018 season, we had no idea what Penn State had at tight end after Mike Gesicki left. And I think there were really valid concerns about where this position group was going because there wasn't a ton of proven depth there. Pat Freiermuth's emergence quieted those concerns, more than quieted those concerns, turned concerns into a real bona fide strength. And since he arrived and since they've gotten him, they also got Zach Kuntz in that 18 class. They got Brenton Strange in 2019, Theo Johnson in 2020. Now we're looking at a position that you are wondering if Penn State would really use it and be able to recruit it. And Pat Freiermuth, in no small part because of what he's done, they've turned that position group into something that's a running strength for them. You don't have concerns about depth moving forward, but Pat Freiermuth is the reason for that. So obviously a really good player, a good recruiting win, a good development win, but at the same time, you know, a bigger impact on Penn State's program than even that.
Yeah, real good call on that one, Dusty. Next up at number nine, Michael Mennett, who was just a huge recruit at the time. A lot of the big schools were knocking on his door, and he's from Pennsylvania, and Penn State was able to hold on to him. That one, definitely a huge recruit there, huh, Dusty?
Well, especially, you know, and part of the reason I think 247, I think, had him as a five-star in the end, but he was on that verge. He was in that top 30 type player range where his recruitment did go national. He did explore these other options. He looked at your Alabamas. He did his due diligence on the recruiting front and in the end chose Penn State. And I think, you know, a five-star type player from in-state, you know, you want to view that as a slam dunk, you hope, but we've seen over the past couple of recruiting cycles that that's not always so. And I think that, you know, having a guy like Michael Mennett choose Penn State, look at all the other options and choose to stay at home, I thought there was some significance there. And I still think, you know, going into his redshirt senior season in 2020, you're going to see him play the best football of his career. You're going to see him get drafted. We'll see how high in the draft he goes. But you know, he's a player who struggled with some injuries and that kind of thing early in his career. You wondered who he was going to make good on that potential. He's starting to now. I think he's going to be, you know, a foundation for this offensive line, which will in turn be the foundation for the whole offense. So his impact, we haven't even felt the full brunt of it yet, which I think, you know, if you're a Penn State fan, that should feel pretty promising to you.
I think if you look back, he was the Nolan Rucci of that season, Pennsylvania kid, a lineman, one that recruit Knicks think he's a must get. That's what he was, and Penn State did get him. Speaking of Pennsylvania recruits, next up and from the same season was Miles Sanders, very, very highly regarded running back out of Western Pennsylvania, right, Dustin?
Yeah, and his recruitment, if you remember, you know, Penn State won his recruitment by winning over his mom. And I think it was just, you know, the first real significant evidence of Penn State being a hit with parents, and they are a hit with parents. I think that Penn State's coaching staff and James Franklin, they come through living rooms. They are on these phone calls, Zoom calls right now is the theme of the day. But they have a message that resonates with parents, and I think they convey trust. And I think that trust, in the end, really got Miles Sanders on board. They kept him on board. There was a significant threat, you know, at the end of that 2016 recruiting cycle of him decommitting and going someplace else. Penn State kept him in the fold, got a five-star player. Not only that, but got a guy who, you know, they can hold up now as a, you know, hang in there and keep fighting, because the first year or two that he was on campus didn't go as optimally as anybody would have wanted it to. He burned his red shirt. He had some ball security issues. You didn't get a ton out of him those first 2 years, in part because Saquon Barkley was Saquon Barkley. But then you saw him again, speaking of conveying stability at running back, you lose this transcendent talent in Saquon Barkley, and there's Miles Sanders after 2 years of some hardships and things not going perfectly for him. He was ready. That first season, he was ready in 2018. He spent 1 year there. He was a second round pick. He was one of the best performing rookies in the NFL for the Philadelphia Eagles last year. He looks like he's poised to do even more next year. He went from being who can replace Saquon Barkley to being like, okay, you know, now this is a real chip, a real asset when it comes to recruiting more running backs for Penn State. So his impact from a recruiting standpoint, just in so many different ways that they can hold him up as a bright, shining example of a recruiting win.
And I also think it's the tight end and running back position. There's a lot of similarities. You went from Mike Gesicki to Pat Freiermuth, and you started to establish that position, and you were recruiting well afterwards, probably because of those significant players. At running back, it was Saquon Barkley, then Miles Sanders came in, established that running back position. Now, much different, number seven, Jahan Dotson. He was an interesting recruit coming in, right, Dustin?
Yeah, and I think, you know, to me, there's a couple instances of this. Like when Penn State has not been involved in a lot of the late signing period drama, the signing day drama. So the couple of instances where they were involved and they did get really good players, I gave that kind of some priority just because it's not something that Penn State does often. But Jahan Dotson went from Nazareth to a school in New Jersey. The name escapes me. Came back to Nazareth, was committed to UCLA. Then Chip Kelly takes over. He I don't know if he didn't want Jahan or whatever, but Jahan Dotson ended up back on the market. Penn State circled the whole way back. They offered him. They liked him. They wanted him. Circled the whole way back. And it ended up getting him in the end. I felt like it was just such an impactful finish to that 2018 recruiting cycle, which was one of Penn State's best ever, really, and certainly one of James Franklin's best. And now you start to see him, you know, number one in year one, burning his red shirt, playing some significant snaps, making key plays in key situations. Same deal last year. Now he's on the cusp of something I feel like is much bigger, and you'll start to feel his impact more and more as a true junior. Now he's going to be the leader of that wide receiver core. I think his best days are ahead of him. I just think that the drama and the chase for him was so intriguing. That's why he was high up on my list. I don't think he's going to make the same kind of impact on the field as Miles Sanders or Pat Freiermuth, for example. But I thought it was significant for Penn State to get that win with Jahan Dotson in 2018.
And it's particularly significant this season that they have him. All right. That is going to be it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.